There were people in Tulsa who pushed back, and you, did you hear from them as you were such an outspoken advocate?
I got a phone call from somebody who told me to stick it up. I can't remember. Only one phone call I can remember that was negative.
Churches didn't reach out to you or didn't say anything to you. Did you ever feel through this whole journey your life being threatened?
I always had pro-choice bumper stickers on my car. And when I was out on the freeway a couple of times, I felt like people were trying to run me off the road. But I just let it pass.
You were selected as one of the 100 Women of Moxie. These were women who, during the last 100 years, had been strong advocates for bringing opportunities for women's growth, leadership, and power.
Yeah.
You must have felt good about all the honor that has come to you.
I did.
Oh, and I want to point out the ACLU of Oklahoma awarded you the highest honor, the Angie DeBow Award. Angie DeBow is probably the greatest historian Oklahoma's ever had.
Yes.
And it made to make you
really
feel proud.
I really felt honored by that.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
About pro-choice today, back when you started talking about it, compared to today, what's the growth? Where does it stand?
I think it stands that it can't be turned back. They keep trying to shave it off little by little, but I think women are so accustomed to having freedom of choice that by now, I just don't think anybody's going to be able to take it away.
So Roe versus Wade will never be overturned?
I don't think so. I think if anyone tries it, that they're going to be castrated. I hope.
And so I guess maybe we know the answer to this. Why did you dedicate really your entire life to this one issue?
For me, for the women who came before me, and for the women who will come after me.
As you look back, what are you most proud of?
The work I've done in that area, in the abortion area.
You know, if you'd been born into a different situation where you were not confronted at 12 with abortion, your mother had been a different kind of person, and maybe even if you hadn't had an abortion, it's likely you might have chosen a far different career path. Is that true?
That's an if. I'll never know.
And you don't want to go down there. Did you ever wonder about that? Because you could have been a professor. You have your PhD. You are Dr. Barbara Santee. PhD is in what?
In sociomedical sciences.
Right. So you could have been a number of things.
But I am a number of things.
I like that.
You act like, oh, you're a failing slob. No.
No. I didn't mean it to come that way. It was your circumstances in life put you on this trajectory, speaking out for women's rights. I'm not... I just wondered if you ever had a wonder. I think what I'm pointing out more, yes, you could have even left all this and gone on to whatever, but you didn't. You chose to stay for the cause. Did I redeem myself there?
Yes. Redemption granted.
So, advice to young women that are listening to this and your experience, what advice do you give them?
Follow your heart. Follow your heart.
Well, that's what you sure did.
Yeah. Do you wonder why I have a spoon collection?
I was going to mention these artifacts on this wall here. Yes, you have this spoon collection. Tell me why.
Because it's the most common utensils used by women around the world. Is it not?
Yes. I hadn't even thought about that. Cooking.
Giving medicine to their children. Bonking them on the head occasionally.
Yeah. Did your son Scott turn out all right?
Well, actually, no. He got into drugs and other kinds of things, and we unfortunately aren't close. That's the biggest pain in my life.
So as Sinatra sang, regrets, I've had a few, that's one of them.
Yes, yes.
When you're gone, how would you like to be remembered?
That I tried. I tried the best I could with what I had.
Yeah. University of Tulsa was really good for you, wasn't it?
I think so. I look back. I went there when I was a teenager, and then I went back, and TU seems to run in and out of my life like kind of a thread. And I donated all my papers to TU and my button collection. So I guess my stuff will be there long after I'm gone. I don't know anybody ever look at it. But
well, maybe as a result of this story you've told, I've enjoyed listening to you. Thank you for your story and your details. Now it's preserved forever and ever for the future generations. That's why we do this. So thank you, Barbara. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for doing it. I think it's a valuable project.